This person texts in to say, good morning, Niall. Following your interview yesterday with Sligo County Council engineer Emer Concannon, could I point out the severe difficulties turning a vehicle at the corner of the junction of John Street and Adelaide Street or at the train station? It is crazy and near impossible. And I'm wondering if you can get some feedback from the council as to Sligo seems to have become the home for every traffic bollard in Ireland. What an eyesore. I'd just be interested in hearing some feedback. Yeah, and we had lots and lots of reaction to our interview with Emer Concannon yesterday in relation to the ongoing roadworks at Hughes Bridge and at the Rosses Point Junction and how they will hopefully be completed by the end of July and where we're at the moment and how there will be more traffic disruption in parts of the town from next Monday. Let's go to line four. Gerard's on line four. Gerard, your issue is with the road at Listenalorg, which is on the Bundoran Road, isn't that right?
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah.
I worked for Sligo County Council myself for 51 years and I've experience of it, I suppose, but of roads. But two questions I just want to ask you.
Yeah.
Who has the right of way where the two lanes join, the fast lane and the slow lane? And the same thing happens out at my house, a mile out the road, as you, near Bertie's Pitch and Putt. The very fast lane, they come into the single lane at a great speed. Now, there is not enough advanced warning signs. That's the problem. And the speed is very great. If there's trucks going along the road and buses, they won't see the signs that's on the poles.
Yeah.
But there should be an advance warning back the road, fairly big. And I think it's very essential. And they're doing a good job there at Duck Street. It's very difficult with traffic. I understand what roadworks is. Very difficult. And they're doing their best, I'm sure.
You make a good point because I witness road rage on that road. As you say, the two lanes converge into one and there's all sorts of racing going on, isn't there,
ahead? Yeah. And to get ahead and they're still only behind a bumper of a car further down.
Yeah. You see, a lot of people are of the opinion, I don't know if you were, Gerard, that all these works which have been taking place over the past year and a half, that issue would be resolved, the two lanes going into one as you head out the Bundoran Road, but it seems not. That's not going to change.
No.
Did you ever think it was going to change? Or
no, I never did, because if there was double lanes, it'd be okay. But there isn't. You're coming into one lane and you're out the road a bit further and there's two lanes and next thing you're back again into the one lane at a great speed, some of them.
Oh, absolutely. And the question you're asking is, and I don't have an answer, is who has the right of way, the left or the right lane?
That's the question I'm asking, yes.
Yeah, or is it a case?
If I was talking to Miss Concannon, which is a lovely lady, I worked with her years ago out of Carrow, and she had a bicycle that time. Lovely lady. Anyway, I'd have asked her, really, who has the right of way? Because it's only when an accident occurs, I think, that they'd really find out.
Yeah, okay. So more warnings to people that the two lanes converge into one as you head out the Donegal Road. That's what's needed. More signage at the very least.
An advance warning sign, a good one, not a small one.
Yeah, okay. Speed is a real problem, Gerard, is it? If you live out that way, you'll know it's a real problem. It can be.
I live out there 60 years now, but just about Bertie's Pitch and Putt, actually. I think it's dangerous, the speeds. The young fellas is the worst, I think. And they think that they're way ahead of traffic and they're just behind a bumper of a car or a lorry down the road further.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's very little progress.
You might find out for me.